After 2 years of thinking about you, well, I heard you were looking for me. I drove day and night just to be by your side. I wanted you so desperately. And I found you in a skeezy apartment, acting kind of strange. As you said, could you give me a cigarette, or maybe a hit of cocaine? Well, God, I just wanted to hold you, touch you and eat you alive. I remember the taste and the smell of your skin and the way that you felt inside. But you said, let's go and see Big John. I hear he just got off a plane. I'd be nice to see him. Maybe he'll have some cocaine. Well, I said that I must do some business. Late night radio show. Cause you know when you're trying to make it these days, that's part of the road. But you said, let's meet at 11 and you kiss me goodbye in the rain. He whispered, I love you, my darling. I'll try to bring some cocaine. Midnight, and the lights and the music were on, and I knocked and I knew you were dancing in there, but for me there was no one at home. And I cursed and I cried, this is crazy, damn it, that woman's insane. But I said, well, I guess I've been stupid. There's something like a little cocaine. There's a place and a time that I'll see you. We'll drink some more rosé wine. This time I'll come to you just as a friend and not a man with a woman on his mind. That moment is gone forever, and the chance to heal some pain and you blew it, babe. Oh, you blew it, babe. Oh, a few lousy lines of cocaine. Yes, you blew it, babe. Oh, you blew it, babe. I wouldn't have done you the same.